Hello, Big Town Man. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, I don't need LSD to trip. Just wake up in the morning and open your fucking eyes, you know? Having an automobile, what a strange thing. I just thought I've got a moment here that I have to record for posterity. So I've been wanting to become a Catholic. And out of about 10, maybe 12 Catholics, the priests, God's special education team, you know, this is a game changer for humanity, you know. Well, out of these 10 or 12 priests, they have all refused to make me a Catholic. And all of them. And when I asked them what's involved in this, you know, they say, oh, you got to be coming along for at least 6 months and you got to be going along with all the bullshit, you know, you got to be doing this and you got to be doing that and got to sort of pass Catholic personality tests, you know, of sorts, you know. Which basically means you got to be sort of compliant and fucking stupid, you know. And I said, well, why does it take, like, at least 6 months, you know? I mean, according to the mythology of Jesus, you know, he just went up to these cunts on the beach and said, oi, yeah, you want a fucking job? Well, all right, and, yeah, okay, you're a disciple. And there's just a bird then, you know, like, oh, don't go through the windscreen. And, so if he's doing it like that, how come you're taking 6 months, you know? And, you know, if I say, well, yeah, well, I want it fucking shortened up, you know? Let's have it done by this afternoon. It's 11 o'clock in the morning now, let's have it knocked over by 2. And of course, they've got no fucking answer for that, you know. Well, if you're the special education team of Jesus, you know what it's all about. You know, so let's meet for lunch and you can say your magic words over me, you can cast some spells and I'll be a Catholic. And they all sort of shit bricks and fucking run, you know. And there's one of the things that this just occurred to me, is straight out of the blue, you know. Ooh, I'll stick this on the fucking pause. That's working. Well, one of the things about becoming a Catholic, same as every other fucking religion, you know? Well, what the priests do, what the order does, what the organisation does, is all of them reinforce the point that they lie to you in two ways. The first way that they lie to you is that they tell you things that are not true and that you're supposed to believe it's true, and they tell you all the things that are true are not true. You know? That's like I could hear the fucking, the peals of thunder go exploding in the fucking distance and lasting for days, you know, over that. The priests tell you things that are not true, and they say this is true, and they tell you things that are true are not true. That's the priests, and that's the whole fucking organisation. Is they, you know, they get you into a fucking, and you're not supposed to question any of what's going on, you know. So the whole organisation is one huge mind fuck. They get you on, and this is how these religions work, is they get, that's like they give you a bit, say you're just sort of metaphorically standing there, and you get pushed, you know, and so you lose your sort of footing, so you're sort of, one foot's in the air and you're standing on the back foot type thing, trying to not fall over. But once they've got you off balance, the idea is to keep you off balance, you know what I mean? So you can never sort of get grounded again, you know? And the worse it gets is they say, oh, well, you know, oh, Jesus Christ is my Saviour, Jesus Christ is my Saviour, Jesus Christ is my Saviour. But none of it's fucking true in the first place, you know? You know, they get the fucking, they install the sort of tapes in your head, and they get you sort of programmed with bullshit to believe bullshit and go along with bullshit and to sort of, you know, enforce the bullshit, you know? You know, you become one of the indoctrinated. And that's just so wrong. And, you know, and if you don't go along with the bullshit, if you aren't easily manipulated and weak in the fucking mind and fucked up as a person who, you know, is suggestible to crap, they don't want to know about you because they're looking for people. It's like pedophiles looking for children to groom. They groom the most needy and the most vulnerable and the fucking, you know, the most easy to exploit. They groom the most needy and the most vulnerable and the most easy to exploit adults. It's like talking about the ascension of Jesus. Well, he flew up into the sky until he disappeared out of sight past the clouds. Well, just exactly how did he fucking fly up into low Earth orbit 2,000 years before space-rated rockets were available, you know? Pray tell, how does this magnificent miracle actually work? And if Jesus said, well, there's going to be those who come after me who perform even greater miracles than what I do, tell me about the miracles that you have done as one of his, you know, appointed and selected special education team. What sort of, how many dead people have you brought back to life, you know, and just shit like that, you know? You know? And the other thing about this whole sort of priesthood thing is you don't have to dress up in silly clothes and be saying silly fucking rituals in order to connect with other people and in order to have meaning and purpose and do good things in this world and in the lives of other people. You don't have to do that, you know? You can just be a decent fucking person who's kind and helpful and, you know, has a few connections and can help out people when they're up shit creek and stuff, you know what I mean? How to make the world a better place, you know? But as it stands, the Catholics are just a fucking scumbag organisation of liars who are, you know, their own little intelligence bloody network, you know? Spying on the population and, you know? They all are. So, yeah. I'll have to make an issue out of this. Because I don't like cunts who fucking lie to me, and I don't like bullshit doctrines. But I don't like, you know, have no intention of letting the organisation as a whole get away with these fucking lies, you know? So I'll end that there.